Thank you very much, Antoine, for reporting on the activities, recent ones and the planned ones. I'm very happy to hear that the Economic Commission for Africa is doing this workshop, because if you will remember, when we discussed the possibility of having EPRs beyond the pan-European region, we did it with the aim that this tool would be used by the countries outside the pan-European region, but with a concern, which was to have their economic commissions involved in this process. The idea was that we would make having UNEC EPR team conducting this work a few EPRs, and then they would be taken up by their economic commissions. They would learn, they would participate, and that's what they have been doing. They have been sending shadow experts to these missions outside the pan-European region, so that they learn how to do this. And in the future, the purpose is that they would do them themselves without the participation of UNEC. And I see that ECHA is getting more and more active on the EPR, so I think that we are on the right track. So I'm very happy that we also received a request from the Latin America Economic Commission, because it would be the first. Perhaps the fact that it's Antigua and Barbuda creates, if it was another country, perhaps we would find it reasonable. But it's a small country, and that's why I think perhaps people find it strange. But it's not strange. Mauritania is also small, and the fact that they have been, they showed interest and had an EPR, it's very positive for them. And this, for me, works for all the countries, not only the big, the medium, it works for. But my point is that what we wanted was that this tool would be exported and would be used, and that the economic commissions started picking up this and would follow up on this work, because of course we are not going to do EPRs for all the countries in the world. This is not our purpose, it's not our aim, and that's not what we are going to do, but to export the tool and to give initially some support so that they could train the trainers. It's the same logic, so that they would continue doing it. But of course this depends on resources, because we need to ensure that we have resources for the ones inside the pan-European region. And if we have resources for the ones inside, and we can do them properly, and additionally to help the other, not do this, we should stay with the ones inside the pan-European region. So that's, I would say, the general rule that we agreed, and that's how we should follow when we consider the requests coming from outside the pan-European region. But what it's important here is to hear you. So I would like to open the floor to delegations. Anyone wishes to react, to ask questions? No one is moving. Aha. So let's decide, because I think it was exactly on the same time. This time Switzerland, because last time, yes. Okay, Martin.
Thank you.